You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. A long time ago, it was more than a century ago, late 1800s, early 1900s, period of massive expansion across Texas. Metal truss bridges were being built by the hundreds, and it made sense, and they were relatively inexpensive to put up, and the metal used in them made them equal parts strong and strangely beautiful, sort of roadway monuments to the state's growth and its aspirations. Those aspirations seem quaint by modern standards of flying overpasses and spaghetti junctions of concrete. But, 25 years ago, there were still almost 1,300 metal truss bridges in the state of Texas. And now? Well, now we're down to around 130 or so. What's happening with those bridges? The Texas Standard's Laura Rice wanted to know.
In the heartbreaking romance Bridges of Madison County, Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep fall in love while tracking down Iowa's covered bridges.
I'm looking for a bridge, one of those covered bridges out here in this neighborhood.
Roseman Bridge?
Those are the kind of old truss bridges Paul Poppy remembers fondly from growing up in Indiana.
We love to just drive out throughout the country and go across the covered bridges. They cover them up there because of the wintertime create such havoc trying to drive a team of horses across an ice-covered bridge. So the covered bridges of the Midwest are really a tourist attraction.
Poppy's interested in perhaps promoting the metal truss bridges in central Texas's Bastrop County, where he now serves as county judge.
I think we've counted as many as four in the county. And they, of course, are beautiful bridges, historic in nature, and each one is a little bit different structurally. They're a wonderful part of our history and certainly worth trying to preserve if there's any way to do it at all.
But preserving them is the real challenge. Many of these bridges are now more than 100 years old, and they weren't built to handle the traffic of today. In just the last 4 years, their numbers have decreased by half, largely because of modern demands.
One of the biggest problems that we face in the state is there's a lot of oil field exploration and traffic in places where there didn't used to be, and a lot of these bridges are in the path of those heavier uses, more modern truck equipment, trying to squeeze through what are basically horse and buggy type bridges.
Bruce Jensen is TxDOT's Director of Cultural Resources Management. The Texas Department of Transportation owns fewer than a third of the remaining metal truss bridges, but is helping facilitate federal funding to maintain and preserve bridges under local control.
As we have seen the population dwindle down to now only about 130 still in vehicular service, we're realizing that, the handwriting is on the wall unless we sort of come up with stronger management practices and tools and looking at these as viable operations.
Jensen and his team have traveled the state over the past few weeks to hear from communities and work with them to preserve the bridges. They've heard from local leaders, historical societies, and just regular folks.
We heard loud and clear that historic metal truss bridges are kind of the most popular in the public imagination of what speaks to the past and what's charming about what's still out there in the landscape.
It's probably not possible to keep the remaining 130 metal truss bridges in Texas in vehicular service for centuries to come. Some communities will prioritize a wider bridge crossing to accommodate traffic or one that requires less upkeep. But if Bastrop County Judge Paul Poppy has his way, the bridges there won't be going away anytime soon, even if they take on different roles.
The one here in Bastrop particularly, I used that bridge. They didn't build the new bridge adjacent to it until maybe around 1990 or so. And so for the first 10 or so years that we lived here in Bastrop, I drove my kids across that bridge every day on the way to school. So it meant a lot to us to have the old two-lane metal truss bridge. It's nice to have the bigger bridge next to it, but I just like being able to hold on to history and give it a new function.
And that Bastrop Bridge is indeed still being useful.
The one here in Bastrop has also kind of gotten a reputation of being a place for people to practice spitting off of it. There's a society that you can join if you have expectorated off of the old metal truss bridge here in the city of Bastrop.
It's the International Society of Bridge Spitters. And lest you begin to judge, mind you, the group was founded by the city's mayor. The story goes that the idea began long before he took that job. He was inspired by an Andy Griffith episode, in which Opie apparently finds spitting off a bridge is the only form of entertainment he and his female cousin can agree on. So whether saving the bridge for travel, posterity, or spitting, it is a question communities across Texas will continue to face. There's a link to the map of the remaining metal truss bridges in the state at texasstandard.org. I'm Laura Rice with the Texas Standard.